With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
If that were my son, who happens to go to a great Catholic school, would I like what he did? If I were there, would I have allowed the kids to be in that situation? No and no. There was a disrespected play that doesn't work for me in these circumstances. I don't blame the kids. My concern were the reactions more so. The left and the right almost instantly had equal and opposite reactions.
All right, you had to be waiting for that. I know I was last night. Come on, get it said. Get it said on the witness stand. That's Chris Cuomo. Welcome into the Dom Show. So, Nicholas Sandman, I had a chance to watch this on the Today Show in real time today. Came off very well, extremely composed, credible. And I think the money shot out of the 8 or 9 minute interview with Savannah Guthrie, I want to play for you. And it involves something broader here that he got said that has been under fire, and that is these Catholic schools like Georgetown Prep and others, and the Catholic Church. This kid does a better job than all these bishops and hierarchy do in getting something said effectively. By the way, we talked about this a good bit yesterday. The hierarchy around the country, they're not happy with the Covington kids. And now I'm looking at one story. Parents at Covington Catholic High School, they have pulled their kids, some of them, from confirmation ceremonies until the bishop apologizes and states what happens here and says, yeah, in the light of this new stuff, my God, this bishop, Sandman, might be excommunicated at some point here. So this interview was not damaging at all on the Today Show. Just one note. I get it. Savannah Guthrie has to call them there for an anti-abortion protest. Really? You know, is there some neutral language if you don't want to say pro-life? They were there for the annual anti-abortion protest. But listen to this kid and the insight he has about his education and about Catholic education and the Catholic Church.
Do you think it was a good idea to start chanting back at the protesters?
In hindsight, I wish we had just found another spot to wait for our buses. But at the time, being positive seemed better than letting them slander us with all of these things. So I wish we could have walked away.
Did anyone shout any insults back or any racial slurs back at the group?
We're a Catholic school and it's not tolerated. They don't tolerate racism.
Money shot.
And none of my classmates are racist people.
Did anyone say build the wall?
I never heard anyone say build the wall, and I don't think I've seen it in any videos.
After a review of the videos, NBC News could not hear anyone shouting that hot button phrase. But Nathan Phillips claims he heard the teens shout, build the wall.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Phillips was with a group of Native Americans coming from an Indigenous Peoples March when he can be seen walking between the students and the protesters.
I intervened and things just escalated from there.
All right, that hot button phrase. So it's the hats, it's a phrase. By the way, in the interview, Sandman says that he bought the hat from a vendor that day. There seems to be a whole group of people out there that think that school kids can't wear these hats. You know, something like there's a separation of church and state, some crazy nonsense here with the MAGA hat. That if you're going there for the pro-life march, it can't be anything political or you can't be wearing that hat particularly. They've never had that regulation for anybody else under any circumstance. But by and large, I was amazed this kid is 16, how well he held up. Now, you should know there is a counter. We've invited Howard Kurtz on from Fox News Channel. I love his take on the media and how this works. There's a counter of media types to say, you know what? We rolled over on this too quickly. We didn't hold our ground here. You know, when the second video, the longer video came out. Well, maybe it's called reality. Maybe it's called fact. That's why the media, many in the media, retracted and said it's more complicated and sort of did the right thing. But there's a whole bunch here, and they're actually saying, well, there's not enough diversity in newsrooms. If there had been, they would have seen this differently, and they would have stuck with the original story. By the way, I have to commend Philly.com, Philadelphia Inquirer, front page, and the Daily News today. They have an extensive look at what I've talked about with you over the years, the black Hebrews, the black Israelites, this bizarro group that is allowed to issue what I believe are violent, terroristic threats, homophobic comments. They don't have a permit. Sometimes they set up stages. They're right in front of doorways over at Liberty Place, that kind of group. And they talk about exactly what they do. They don't name the judge, Judge Seisler, who issued this edict that they have a right to do what they do every Friday, which is ridiculous. But you got to say, the media did act on this. They finally told people about this group a couple days late who provoked all this. Savannah Guthrie, though, doesn't seem to want to put her finger in there and say that, you know, this is what provoked it. There is no evidence that the students provoked it with them. Now, you know my take initially, and I still stick with it. Look, when they started with this stuff over a PA system, whatever they had, microphones, don't engage with them. Move the kids to another spot there while you're waiting for the bus. They're going to say the most hateful, inflammatory things. You're not going to overshout them by doing football chants and all the rest. Not going to work. It's just going to put you potentially in harm's way. It shouldn't. You're not doing anything. But that's the reality of what's going to happen here. That's where it's going to go. All right. So there's more in the interview, too. Let's start, Bill, with this talk about the, by the way, Mr. Phillips, I refrained early on from saying anything about Nathan Phillips and his service or lack of service. It seems to be pretty clear, I could say today, though, that the Native American guy playing the drum, there's evidence of doing a protest trying to disrupt the ceremony at the National Cathedral just in the last couple of days. He did serve in the military. He did serve in the Marines. But either he or the media holding him out as a Vietnam veteran. Just because you served during the Vietnam years, if you didn't serve in Vietnam, that title is pretty bogus. I wouldn't say he's a Blumenthal, but so it's pretty clear that, let's be accurate with this guy. You know, we get the sentiment toward him in this situation, even though this is a pretty strange way to be a peacemaker. I told you that he did go before the Black Hebrew group and try to move towards some kind of stopping and by playing the drum. Not exactly a way to provoke peace and to stop an issue from escalating. So here's Sandman, though, talking about Phillips. And he's saying all the right things, and he's saying them to me in a way that is very credible, that he respects Mr. Phillips.
Do you feel from this experience that you owe anybody an apology? Do you see your own fault in any way?
As far as standing there, I had every right to do so. My position is that I was not disrespectful to Mr. Phillips. I respect him. I'd like to talk to him. I mean, in hindsight, I wish we could have walked away and avoided the whole thing. But I can't say that I'm sorry for listening to him and standing there.
This morning, 16-year-old Nick Sandman standing by his actions in this moment gone viral. The junior at Kentucky's Covington Catholic High School, now the face of this Lincoln Memorial confrontation with Native American elder Nathan Phillips. And what's it been like to be at the center of the storm?
Well, it's weird to see your face on television. I've been reading a lot. And, you know, I've also been getting a lot of messages from people, both support and a lot of hateful things.
All right. So good answer to that. Look, she has it right. I'm not one that's going to say Savannah Guthrie can't say to him, is there anything you want to apologize for? That's a legitimate question in the mix of it. I'm fine with that. You know, that's something I would ask him to. It's not putting him under the gun. He had a fair opportunity. He answered great. I mean, this kid, the bishop and the people at the school ought to be saluting how this kid, under national pressure with Savannah Guthrie, did this interview. That's the big hidden story here to me, and I know to a lot of you, based upon the media, the social media emails and all that that I'm getting. The Catholic Church, any number of these bishops that won't stand for anything here and won't stand up for these kids and won't push back and won't at least say, look, we're looking at all this, but it's clear now they were provoked. And even though we would recommend maybe the chaperones got everybody out of there, they could say that. This kid didn't do anything that violates our teachings. And what he said on national TV today, it's a lot better than the bishops did about the Catholic Church. Catholic education doesn't teach racism, doesn't tolerate racism. That was excellent stuff, just tremendous stuff. All right, now, Joyless Behar yesterday got to the heart, though, of something. She, in her own way, just admit it, you got to love Joy on this one. Whoopi's going on about, you know, why in the world is this? Why did the media screw up so badly here? I give her credit for putting it that way and bringing it up. And here's the response of Joyless Behar.
So many people admitted they made snap judgments before these other facts came in. But is it that we just instantly say that's what it is based on what we see in that moment and then have to walk stuff back when it turns out we're wrong? Why is that? Do we keep making the same mistake?
Because we're desperate to get Trump out of office. That's why.
Not everybody, though.
But what does that have to do?
Yeah, what does that have to do with the whole thing? And Joy Behar went on to explain that what it has to do with is the notion that, you know, we have all this circumstantial evidence on him, so we're desperate to get it over the finish line. That was quite an admission. And I think she said it and meant it, and good for her. It wasn't like, oh, man, I shouldn't have said that. I just blurted it. No, she was being honest. That's exactly what's driving this. Also, what's driving it, though, is that these kids check every box that you have people in the media that don't like. They just don't like it. Particularly any number of these alleged Catholics who are trying to make the Catholic Church into the mode of Pope Francis and the like, and they just see this as out of line. It confirms everything they hate about the Catholic Church, particularly these kind of preppy schools. All right, phone lines again in with Dahmer, 855-839-1210. You can do that right now. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. The big takeaway to me, and I'll play you more sound throughout the morning, is this kid was incredibly composed. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of the cop in the beer summit, because one of the people on CNN last night said, look at how Trump divides. Look at how he seized upon this. President Obama didn't do that when we had the situation with Professor Gates and the cops who came to his house. Remember that whole deal? Well, the difference was that President Obama jumped into something that he didn't know about, said the wrong things, and the cop was incredibly not the stereotypical way the media sees cops. Well, this kid is a bad one to pick on here, because for a 16-year-old, he was unbelievably composed. And I wonder if the media is going to say that like they did about David Hogg and others. He held his ground here. He wasn't aggressive. He wasn't flighty. He was serious. And I think he did credit to his school and his family by the way he handled this interview.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.